Hello and welcome to season 2 of the Unplanned Journey podcast, and wishing you all a very happy and a prosperous new year. Today marks the beginning of an exhilarating voyage into the unexpected narratives of remarkable individuals. Our guest is no stranger to the twists and turns of fate. She's a beacon of guidance and empowerment as a business leadership success coach. Join us as we explore the uncharted waters that have shaped our path, discovering how she harnesses the unplanned moments to fuel success for herself and those she coaches. Get ready for an inspiring journey through the unexpected, where resilience meets triumph. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the amazing Penny Wood. As a business leadership success coach, Penny is all about taking bold action that delivers next level success. She's passionate about helping individuals who want to develop their leadership mastery and be the best version of themselves. She knows what it's like to lead at a high level, and she helps you to discover your blind spots and create new bold actions for success. So very warm welcome to the show, Penny. And do you want to add something to this introduction?
No, thank you. That's a lovely introduction. And it's great to be here, Jivantika. I've been so excited. I couldn't wait for this. It's great to be here.
I know we have been talking about this for a very long time then, you know, and something or the other stopped us, but I am so glad you're here and thank you so much. I am so looking forward to hearing your stories as well. So we'll directly jump into the question. So my first question, can you share a significant story of an unplanned event or a detour that happened in your life and how it led you down completely to an unexpected journey?
Yeah. So I moved to New York several years ago. And when I first moved there, I went there as a senior project manager in the construction industry. And when I first moved there, it was quite lonely. I went on my own. I didn't really know anyone. And one day somebody sent me a link to Toastmasters International, which I discovered was a public speaking and leadership organization. And there was a conference going on in New York out at LaGuardia Airport. And I thought, right, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to find out what this is about. So I went to the conference. And you know what it's like? You go to these things. You don't know anyone. It's awkward. It feels uncomfortable. And at lunchtime, I was like, oh, what's going to happen? I don't know anyone here. What am I going to do? So I just sat on this table kind of on my own. And then this lovely gentleman came and sat next to me. And that conversation I had with him changed my life forever. Wow. Now, I was speaking to him recently. He's a lovely gentleman. He's called Jim Decker. And he was a Toastmaster. And he told me all about it. He encouraged me to come to his club. I went, I joined, I got so involved, I ended up becoming the president, taking the club to a kind of next level success. It was the ex-Twin Towers Club in New York, so it was a really great club with amazing people. I went on to be an area governor within Toastmasters, worked with setting up Toastmasters at Bloomberg, all sorts of amazing things. And I couldn't, I think the thing that I got from that moment is getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? Because can you imagine going there? I didn't know anyone. I'd only been in New York a few months. I didn't really know, you know, and it was hard, but I kind of conquered my fear. And, you know, if I hadn't just been in the moment with that conversation, which completely changed my life, I could have missed out on my whole career. I wouldn't be where I am today without Jim Decker. You should look him up on LinkedIn. He comes under James Jim Decker, and he's an amazing individual. So yeah, definitely that's one of the moments I think, you know, that definitely stands out for me as an unplanned moment. Because what happened was I went on to speak a lot, do a leadership. I've got lots of leadership experience. And yeah, I'll talk to you about that a bit later, but that's giving you a taste of the impact of an unplanned moment.
Well, kudos to Jim for being such a good inspiration and a mentor to you. And well done to you for taking this bold decision. We all know New York is a big city, and landing there for the first time to start your journey is a big thing. So well done, Penny, on that. My next question for you is, so how did you initially react to this unplanned event of your unplanned journey, and what were your emotions at that time?
Well, yeah, it was, you know, I remember going into my first meeting and I kind of went, peered through the door, you know how you can kind of peer through the door, you're not really sure what's going on. And everyone was great. And as I got, and I got into it, and this was one of my, the very first times I spoke with them and talk about emotions. I did my first speech at my first Toastmasters meeting, and halfway through the speech, and lots of the Toastmasters remember this.
Sorry, go ahead. Can you explain more on the Toastmaster thing for the audience?
Yeah, okay. So it's a public speaking and leadership organization, and you turn up every week and you make speeches in front of people. They get evaluated and you get tips on how to improve. Okay, so I turned up and I kind of psyched up for my very first speech, and I was going full throttle, and I was determined to do it without notes, which is kind of unheard of. And in the middle, I froze.
Oh, my God.
I was like this. My mind went blank. I didn't know what to say. I started sweating. It was like, but it was only 15 to 30 seconds, but my God, it was huge. And because Toastmasters is such a great, very supportive organization, yeah. In that moment, a couple of people realized what was going on and they said, don't worry about it, Penny. It's okay. Just take a breath and carry on.
Yeah.
And in that moment, you know, those emotions were high, as you can imagine. And I got myself together and I pushed forward and I got through to the end, and everybody gave me a massive round of applause. Wow. Because they felt that pain in that moment. They felt it. And I think, it's that thing about emotions. I think the thing that I got from that is, and it's something I talk to people about all the time now, is keep pushing through. You know, when something happens, just keep going. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, something else will happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And just don't give up.
Yeah. No, I always, when, you know, somebody talks to me about this, and even for me, my personal motto is here, keep trying. So failure, this is something I'm not scared of, and you should never be scared of failure. But the most scary thing is not trying. So I definitely agree with you. You should keep pushing yourself. And again, well done. When you were saying that you froze there, I got goosebumps.
I never forget that moment, I'll tell you.
Well, I can relate. Definitely, it happened a couple of times with me. And even though it's for a few seconds, it feels like, you know, ages that you've just been frozen there. But I'm sure, like with this journey, as you said, that one of the challenges were, you know, you froze there on the stage and it was the first time. What were some of the other obstacles or challenges that you faced along this journey, and how did you navigate through them?
Well, you know, I was doing really well in New York, and I started to get more and more involved in Toastmasters, and people started saying to me, oh, my God, you know, you're good at this. I was delivering workshops, speaking in front of 200 people. It was amazing. And people were coming up to me and saying, you know, Penny, you're so passionate about this. I can see it. You should do it as a job. But how do I transfer that into a job? You know, that was a real challenge. And I went through that journey and started up my, you know, I started up my own consultancy. And it was a big leap. You know, it was a big leap. I've suddenly gone from one industry to another. It was, you know, I'm somebody who takes risks, actually. I like to take risks. I like to be in that uncomfortable zone. So it was kind of uncomfortable for me in a way, because I was excited. And because, you know, I'll always say, because of that one conversation, you know, I'm training people all over the world, coaching people every day. I coach from the C-suite right the way through to senior leadership teams, right the way through to people who are just starting out their leadership journey. And I'm so passionate about it. I love it. You know, and also I've been there. I've got the T-shirt. I've had those problems. I know what it's like. And people seem to really like that, because, you know, I can empathize with what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that actually happens when you talk to somebody and the other person is a good listener and then empathize with what you're going through. You become more open and the conversation becomes much more easier. That's what I've also found in my mentorship journey. So, well, I know you've said that you started your own consulting platform, right? So are there any more hidden opportunity that you discovered during this unexpected path? Do you want to share, for example?
Hidden, what was that?
Any hidden opportunities or any hidden unexpected benefits out of this?
Well, I think the thing is, when people are going through, sometimes we go through life and everything's kind of flatlining and we're not really sure. I speak to lots of people who are like, oh, I really want to do something and I'm not really sure what to do and how to do it. And one thing when I talk to people, I say, if you don't take those opportunities, if you don't take those risks, if you don't get outside your comfort zone, like, if I hadn't sat next to that gentleman, mm-hmm. The lovely Jim, that would never have happened. And it was a long journey after that as well. That's the other thing. These things don't happen overnight. It takes years.
Yeah.
If I think about where I am today, even in the last 2 years, I've had incredible highs and incredible lows, as we all have through COVID. And, you just have to, I think, really be ready to mm-hmm. jump in and just see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting thing about it. That's what I love. But I do understand it with people who want a kind of planned way of doing things, to get them to jump in and into that uncomfortableness. That's where the challenge lies. And that's the message I would say to everybody is, don't underestimate that. You can do it. I know you can do it. I've seen people do it, and have amazing results.
Yeah.
So that's definitely what I would say is be prepared to jump in.
Yeah. And that's where all this imposter syndrome, the term comes in, right? Where people lack the confidence, even though they know somewhere within that they can do it. But this, the unexpected things in life, they do, stop them sometimes to do something that could be much more achievable. And then that's when the mentorship comes in. That's where the guide comes in, who you need somebody to tell, you can do it. I know it. You can do it. Right.
Yeah.
So we all need, I feel like personally, I feel mentors are so important in life.
Carry on. Yeah.
No, I mean, go ahead.
When you were saying that, I was just thinking, a lot of people I work with, I work with in kind of private, and they find that they can express themselves in a way that they can't in, right. if they're talking to their partner or their friends, or, sometimes people just tell you what they think you want, they want to hear. Well, I don't do that. I'm going to hold you to account.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about having a coach to push you forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree. So how did this unplanned journey shape your perspective on life and your personal growth?
Well, I think you guessed from, what I'm talking about is I didn't take the traditional journey. When I think back to me as a child, where there was a lot of, negative, you can't, it won't happen to you. To be in the situation I'm in today is amazing. So if there are people out there listening who think I can't, how am I going to do it? Well, think of me, you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you've got it in you. It's just finding that inner voice, that inner confidence, and being able to bring it out and forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that is so necessary, to first believe in yourself. And, I do feel, giving back to society does bring a lot of good things to you, whatever you've learned. So again, thanks for sharing that with us. So I know you've mentioned, we all know Jim right now. You've mentioned him many times now, and we were talking about people supporting. So my next question is around mentorship. So did you find any support or guidance from others in this journey? And if you want to share any stories of individual, we know Jim, but if there are any more individuals you want to talk about, how did they help you navigate through this unknown?
Yeah, there are many, actually. There are many. But there's one lady I really want to talk about. She has been with me throughout my life since I was almost very early childhood, and I went to see her before Christmas. She's retired now, and she was the person in my childhood who saw something in me, who said yes, who said you can, and who encouraged me, stuck by with me. I go to see her every time when I was living abroad, wherever I've lived all over the world. You know, every time I would go home, I would go and see her. And even at Christmas, you know, she's quite elderly now, but we had a lovely conversation and I took her back to those moments that we shared together, those moments of successes. And she was like, oh, wow. And to see her remember those, it was lovely. And her daughter said to me afterwards, wow, Penny, you know, you really made her day, because those people, they stay with you forever. And she is the reason why I also mentor. I've literally just joined an empowering girls network where I live in Devon, and I'm going to be working with school children and around, I think they're around the age of 14, 15, something like that. And I can't wait to get started, because I want to be that contribution to them. I want to be that person that says you can for them. So I'm really excited about that. And that's what I would say. That lady's a very, very, very important lady in my life.
Yeah, well, honestly, you don't get many people like, you know, these to come in your life and tell you actually that you have that potential to do it. So we all need somebody like that. And I think we all have someone in form of a friend, partner, mother, or, you know, whatever you want to name them. So this brings me to my last question and the most interesting question for this podcast. So for those listeners who may currently find themselves in an unplanned journey, what advice would you give to them to embrace this unknown and make the most out of this?
Well, first of all, I'd say hold on and enjoy the ride. First of all, because look at this year. You know, can you? I did a post recently saying to people, think back to this time last year. You are not the person you were this time last year. And I've got people to think and reflect about that. And, you know, imagine this year, you know, it's the beginning of 2024. I have no idea what's going to happen with me, but I just know there's some wild, crazy stuff around the corner. And I can't wait to get stuck into it, because, you know, everything is unplanned in a way. I might meet somebody. I might work with somebody. You know, you just don't know what's going to happen. Look at you. You are a classic example. You and I started speaking. And I tell you something, Jivantika, when I first met you, I was like, that woman, she is a contribution. She's strong. She's going places. I want to support you, which is why I couldn't wait to be on your podcast. And, you know, I want to introduce you to lots of other amazing women. I love it that you're supporting women in tech, because it's tough in tech. I worked and coached a lot of ladies in tech, and, you know, it's really, really hard for them. And so, you know, what you're doing is incredible. So I want to be part of that as a contribution to you today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I mean, like, it has been a huge privilege to know you as well, and such a powerful conversation we had always. So thank you again. I mean, to be very honest, the whole conversation, I had goosebumps all over whatever you were saying. So it's really amazing. And I'm sure you left our audience in awe. Like, this is a perfect example of energy and full of confidence. So we all can do it, right? I mean, this is something, as you said, just hold on.
Hold on into that ride.
Hold on, hold on. But thank you again. And as we bring this thrilling first episode of season 2 premiere of The Unplanned Journey to a close, we've had the honor of delving into the remarkable life and wisdom of our business leadership success coach, Penny. Her story exemplifies resilience, adaptability, and the transformative power of embracing the unplanned. We've navigated through the twists and turns that have shaped her journey, witnessing how she turns unpredictability into opportunity. So let this episode serve as a reminder that life's unexpected paths often lead to extraordinary destinations. Thank you for joining us on this Unplanned Journey podcast. Stay tuned for more captivating stories and empowering conversation. Until our next chapter together, keep embracing the unplanned and writing your own tales of triumph. So if you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay connected with us, we invite you to hit that subscribe button or follow our podcast channel. We value your support and appreciate you being part of our podcast community. Together, we can continue to explore fascinating topics, share empowering stories, number of challenges we face, and ignite a spark of inspiration in each other's life. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to having you with us on the next episode of The Unplanned Journey, Thriving Amidst the Unpredictable.